another trip to the Hill.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It is another day before Congress for the Bailout 3. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, Fed Chief Ben Bernanke, and FDIC head Sheila Bair are all scheduled to appear before the House Financial Services Committee this morning. Democratic Congressman Barney Frank will preside. The hearing starts about the time markets in this country open, and what they say there on Capitol Hill could have an effect on the tone of Wall Street. That tone was bleak yesterday. The Dow lost more than 200 in a late-day sell-off, closing at 82.73. The other markets, do I really need to say it? Down for the NASDAQ, down for the S&P 500 as well. In Asia, markets were down 2-6% or more, with a Chinese index taking the biggest hit at 6.25%. European stocks are down about 1.5% across the board this morning. Also this morning, investors will be looking at the numbers from Home Depot. Third quarter earnings dropped 31%. The Atlanta-based home improvement chain says the housing slump is hammering its sales, which were down by more than 8%. The global economic crisis may be trumping global warming as the topic du jour in Washington, but in California, climate change still has a place at the table. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger today convenes a two-day summit on global climate issues. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton has more.
More than 600 officials and activists from as far away as Borneo are attending the summit. They hope to show that while national leaders butt heads over emissions reductions, regional authorities are ready to cooperate. Summit organizer Terry Tamminen says even with a more climate-friendly White House, states like California will play a vital role in shaping the next international climate treaty.
Any problem benefits from breaking it down into smaller parts and solving those parts and then building it back up to the whole. And the same thing is true with climate policy.
Tamminen says if leaders at next month's UN climate talks in Poland can point to successful agreements forged by governors and mayors, the chances of passing a new global warming treaty greatly improve. The California summit includes a promise by U.S. and foreign local leaders to share technology and cut emissions from their most polluting industries. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Used to be plastic made perfect. Well, the perfect gift anyway. But gift cards for the holidays are on the decline. The National Retail Federation is predicting a 5% drop in card sales that could be a billion-dollar hit this year and would be the first dip in the 6 years that the Federation has tracked gift card sales. Maybe it's time to check out the shopping mall again. Like it's a totally rad place, dude. Forgive me. That's about the best teenage impersonation I've got. Teens love to be styling, and that means shopping at those indoor mall stores for tank tops, tees, and jeans with the holes already in them. But it's the darker, edgier clothes that seem to be grabbing the green these days, and the earnings reports of two activewear retailers are likely to highlight the difference. Here's Marketplace's Renita Jablonski.
The clothes at Pacific Sunwear, or PacSun, are probably what you imagine, surfer-inspired colors and patterns. The company's stock is down about 90% for the year, and analysts aren't expecting to see a glimpse of sun in third-quarter earnings. Then there's Hot Topic, a little more goth, lots of black, not only the clothes, but its bottom line. Analysts predict the dark horse will be a winner in the third quarter. This song from the band The Faceless is featured on Hot Topic's website, a music genre called technical death metal.
I do subscribe to the tough economic times can translate into maybe a little bit more desire to be darker, a little bit more somber.
That's Adrienne Tennant, senior analyst for specialty apparel at Friedman Billings Ramsey. She says Hot Topic sales were up more than 8% last month when other teen retailers were flailing. Halloween definitely helped, and Tennant says the teen vampire movie Twilight, which opens this week, will keep the store busy beyond the fourth quarter. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, working to provide responsible, sustainable energy to power America's future. Constellation Energy, the way energy works. By Medtronic, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach. Available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution by carrying the load of 280 trucks by rail. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Over the past few weeks, we've been asking folks, what's the fix for our ailing economy? Today, it's Kevin Hassett's turn at the mic. He's the Director of Economic Policy Studies at the American Enterprise Institute and Senator John McCain's top economic policy advisor during the presidential campaign.
I think that when we're in a tough time like we are right now, then it's actually something of a good thing if your fiscal policy, if your government policy is a little bit out of control, because it gives you an easy thing to fix that can help move the economy in the correct direction. So imagine if there were two worlds, one world where we were headed into a deep recession and we had perfect tax policy, and another where we're headed into a deep recession and we had terrible tax policy. Well, you'd rather have the latter world, because in that world you can adjust some things easily and make the economy better. It's kind of like if someone shows up at the emergency room and you know exactly what they have, it's kind of good news because you know how to fix it.
But you have this ideology in Washington of bailout, and we're talking about both parties, not just Democrats but also Republicans as well. Do you believe that the government has any business bailing out any industry, any company?
No, I in fact am not really sure, even at the beginning with the Bear Stearns bailout, that the government did any good at all. And I think that indeed historians will likely look back at this episode and blame Bernanke and Paulson to a good extent for making the matter much worse. And the reason is that they've been playing from a playbook that changes every day, and it makes it impossible to predict what the government's going to do next.
Kevin Hassett, Senior Fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, thanks for being with us.
Thanks. It's been great.
There's more on the fallout from the financial crisis inside our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.